The shame of the 20th century. The Holocaust.
The 20th century represents one of the darkest, most dangerous, and bloodiest centuries in the history of humanity. A century in which people were subjected to fear and violence the most. The idea of social Darwinism, the basics of which were put forth in the 19th century, was the main reason that dragged the 20th century into such pain. Within this movement that lacks any scientific foundation, many people who do not live by the morality of religion started to regard cruelty, violence, and persecution as natural. The persecutors, in their own minds, claimed that their cruelty had a scientific foundation. The most dangerous one among the racist social Darwinists is, of course, Adolf Hitler, the ideologist and leader of the Nazi movement.
Wenn es dem internationalen Finanzjudentum die Folge noch einmal in einen Weltkrieg zu stürzen, sondern die Vernichtung der jüdischen Rasse in Europa.
The Nazis, under the influence of Darwinian theories, carried out genocide against Jews, Gypsies, Eastern Europeans, people they considered as inferior races. They attempted to annihilate people from many different faiths and nations, such as religious Catholics and Slavic people. They slaughtered mental patients, handicapped people, and the elderly in gas chambers. In 1933, darkness fell over Germany. The Nazi Party had come to power in a nation that for years had been the scene of street brawls and racist attacks. Hitler, the Nazis' leader, had been declared chancellor as the result of a backroom political deal. He was soon to become Germany's undisputed dictator. The 13 difficult years from 1933 to 1945 brought ever-increasing savagery. The Nazis began by killing their political opponents, then set about murdering all those innocent handicapped and the mentally ill, whom they saw as being harmful according to their twisted theories of eugenics. They began oppressing and torturing Jews and other minorities living in Germany, and then, in 1939, launched World War II in Europe, and within 2 years, turned the areas under their control into killing fields in the name of racial purity. The Nazis killed 11 million people in their terrible concentration camps, genocide factories where technology was systematically employed to sadistically murder babies, the elderly, and the sick. A total of 55 million people died during that war, at least 30 million of them being innocent civilians killed by the Nazis. In short, between 1933 and 1945, the world was a place of hitherto unseen savagery. Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, derives its racist views from the social Darwinism's thesis of the fight between the races. Hitler claimed that the German race was physically, mentally, and culturally superior to all others, and held the idea that the Semitic and Slavic races were particularly inferior. In his perverted view, the German race needed more room to live, which it would acquire by eliminating the Semitic and Slavic peoples like the Jews and the Polish to the east of Germany. The destruction of non-German meant, in effect, the elimination of all thoughts and beliefs that failed to conform to Nazi ideology. Consequently, devout Christians, liberals, and members of other religious sects were elements that needed to be disposed of according to the Nazis' beliefs. The origin of this sick ideology is a 19th century invention known as social Darwinism. Social Darwinism was nothing other than the application of Darwin's theory of evolution to the social sciences. In his books, The Origin of Species, published in 1859, and The Later Descent of Man, published in 1871, Darwin suggested that life forms developed as the result of a struggle for existence, and that nature has made stronger races superior to others. Darwin denied the existence of a divine order and harmony in nature, and proposed the lie that all living things and species were in a constant state of conflict. He also espoused the irrational and illogical view that the white race was superior to other races, and that these latter would soon be wiped from the face of the earth. Despite lacking any scientific evidence, that view was adopted and supported by certain circles for ideological as well as socio-cultural reasons. Thus, this ruthless, racist ideology of social Darwinism gave birth to the worst genocide and slaughter the world has ever seen. After coming to power, the Nazis systematically repressed those sections of society they regarded as enemies. In the perverted ideology of Nazis, the Jews, whom they described as the source of all evils in the world, were the first of these sections of society. First, the Nazis initiated a boycott aimed at Jewish shops and businesses. A law was passed prohibiting Jews from owning land, and then the Jews were banned from being newspaper editors. Further laws were passed excluding Jews from trade unions and health insurance, and banning them from working as lawyers or judges. And following that, all Jews were unjustly expelled from the army. Under the Nuremberg Laws of 1935, Jews were no longer able to work in various areas of German society. Jews were prohibited from marrying Germans. In 1937, Jews were no longer permitted to be teachers, doctors, or dentists on the pretext that they will physically or spiritually poison the German people. In November of that year, the anti-Semitic film, The Eternal Jew, began to be shown in cinemas all over Germany.
Civilized Jews developed. Foreign from us Europeans born of totally different racial elements, they differ from us in body and above all in soul.
In schools, teachers warned their students of the so-called Jewish menace. During lessons, Jews were insulted and maligned. Enmity of Jews increased rapidly in the German society educated with such indoctrination. Every new Nazi act of repression against the Jews met with majority of society's approval. 1938 saw all Jewish-owned goods, property, and money being confiscated and new sanctions being imposed. Turning point in oppression, broken glass. With the night of broken glass, Kristallnacht, a new chapter in the oppression of the Jews opened on the night of November 9th and 10th, 1938. The incidents were sparked off on November 7th, when a 17-year-old Jewish Pole, Herschel Grinspan, whose family the Nazis had mistreated, shot and killed an official at the German embassy in Paris. The Nazis used the incident as a pretext and promptly staged attacks on Jewish places of worship, houses, and businesses all over Germany. In one single night, 1,350 synagogues were destroyed. More than 90 Jews were killed and some 30,000 were sent to concentration camps. 7,000 Jewish businesses were looted and thousands of homes damaged. This pogrom was called Kristallnacht, Night of Broken Glass, because of all the windows smashed in the looted buildings. The German government then decided to add insult to injury and state that the Jews were responsible for all that had gone on, and raised the staggering sum of 1 billion marks from Jews to pay for all the glass that had been broken. In the wake of Kristallnacht, the oppression upon Jews increased. When Germany united with Austria in 1938, some 200,000 innocent Austrian Jews began to live in fear, along with the 55,000 or so living in Germany. Yet the real savagery started with the outbreak of the war. On March 15th, 1939, Nazi armies occupied what was left of Czechoslovakia in blatant violation of the Munich Agreement. On September 1, they invaded Poland. Great Britain and France declared war, and World War II had begun. The invasion of Poland brought a new dimension to the twisted Nazi ideas known as the Jewish question. That part of the country under German occupation the rest was occupied by the Soviet Union, contained more than 1 million Jews. All Jews were ordered to wear yellow stars of David on their clothes so they could be immediately identified. Reinhard Heydrich, head of the Gestapo, later gave orders for death squads known as SS Einsatzgruppen, SS Special Action Units, to search out Jews one by one in the occupied territories. Death or worse awaited Jews in the ghettos and the camps. Even after 1944, when it had become clear that Germany would lose the war, the Nazis continued their genocide. During that final stage of the conflict, in fact, the wholesale elimination of the Jews, and also of Gypsies, Poles, and Slavs, all members of the so-called inferior races, became the Nazis' principal aim. Hitler knew that Germany would lose the war, but wanted to eliminate all the Jews beforehand. This genocide had several main areas of implementation, such as ghettos. These open-air prisons where Jews were kept were used to kill by degrees. Concentration camps were first established as places where Jews and others were kept as slave laborers. In early 1942, however, the mass extermination of detainees began. The ghettos. Before the Nazis' invasion, Jews made up approximately one-third of Warsaw's 1 million inhabitants. Following the Nazi occupation, Jews were transferred in from other areas, increasing their numbers from 330,000 to 450,000. But the Nazis crammed this huge number into a walled area that represented only 2.3% of the city. The poorest district was set aside for the Jews, and Jewish residents from all the other parts of the city were moved there forcibly. Before they were put inside, all their money and valuables were taken from them. Life in the ghetto went on under terrible conditions. On average, 7 families were crammed into 1 room. Very little food was given. An average of 100 people a day died from hunger, sickness, or maltreatment. The photographs of wretched children in the Warsaw Ghetto clearly reveal the suffering of these innocents. In 1942, some 300,000 people from the ghetto died, some from hunger and disease, others in the concentration and extermination camps where they were sent. Of the original 500,000 in the Warsaw Ghetto, only a handful of Jews remained alive. In other ghettos set up by the Nazis, hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed after suffering fear, terrible starvation, and torture. The death camps. At the beginning of 1942, Hitler and his staff decided on a final solution to the Jewish problem. The final solution came to mean systematic extermination of all Jews and leaving not one Jew alive in the territory controlled by the Nazis. The camps that were the most important examples of Nazi savagery, some 11 million people lost their lives. These camps were first set up as labor camp. Almost all, and Auschwitz, Treblinka, Majenik, and Belsen in particular, were opened alongside major industrial complexes, and detainees brought there were forced to serve the German war industry as slave labor. In 1941,
Extermination camps such as Belzec, Sobibor, Chlemno, and Treblinka were set up with the sole intention of genocide. During the 3 years or so between the last months of 1941 and the end of 1944, a total of 11 million people, of whom 5.5 million were Jews, were killed in gas chambers and by other means of mass annihilation, or else died of starvation, disease, and mistreatment. As the result of the greatest massacre in history carried out by the Nazis, infants, innocent children, the old and infirm, the handicapped and the sick, millions of innocent people lost their lives. In some camps, even worse tortures were done to prisoners as well. Foremost among them were the experiments carried out by the monster Joseph Mengele, the doctor at Auschwitz, the largest camp, where some 1.5 million people were killed. Mengele performed horrific experiments on adult and children guinea pigs, chosen from among the prisoners to see how much pain or cold the human body could withstand. Many innocent children were tortured by this Nazi monster and were left crippled or dead. The dreadful barbarity in the camps came to light only at the end of the war, when the Allies defeated the Nazis and took control of the areas containing the camps. The British, American, and Soviet units that liberated these camps were shocked and horrified by the sights that greeted them. One record from the British unit that liberated the Bergen-Belsen camp reads, "This is the famous Belsen concentration camp. It was liberated by the British on April 15, 1945. 10,000 unburied corpses were found here. 13,000 people died between then and now. They were all victims of the German New Order in Europe, and each one an example of Nazi culture." Einsatzgruppen, the Nazi death squads. Apart from the ghettos and the concentration camps, another element of the Holocaust was the Einsatzgruppen teams, or death squads. These are death squads set up by Reinhard Heydrich, head of the Gestapo, by authority Hitler gave him in the wake of the invasion of Poland. These special units moved into occupied territory behind the regular army to seek out groups to be exterminated. Needless to say, Jews headed that list. After Poland, the Einsatzgruppen teams conducted house-to-house searches for Jews in occupied Soviet territory and executed anyone they found, making no exceptions for women or children. Following the occupation of Kiev on September 19, 1941, the slaughter of the Jews there is an important example of the barbarity that the Einsatzgruppen practiced. On September 29th, they called the Jews to come to a ravine on the outskirts of the city and announced that they were to be resettled. They were ordered to bring with them food, warm clothing, documents, money, and valuables, which prevented any from realizing this was to be a massacre. Then the Jews were all shot and their bodies flung into the ravine of Babi Yar, a name that shall forever be synonymous with monstrous crimes. Records show that 33,771 people were killed in this one action alone. The very existence of such teams is by itself sufficient to demonstrate that the Nazis planned to exterminate the Jews, and indeed did so. Any regime that executes innocents, even women and children, and sets up special military units to carry out these killings is quite clearly capable of doing similar things in concentration camps. It is an incontrovertible fact, attested to by the killers themselves, men such as Rudolf Höss, the commander of Auschwitz, that the Nazis ignominiously slaughtered 6 million innocent Jews, regardless of age or sex, men, women, and children, infants, all met a brutal end at the hands of Nazis and their evil ideology of racial purity. Even today, there are still some anti-Semitic actions taken against the inoffensive Jewish community. In order to prevent a similar tragedy ever happening again, a worldwide collaboration is very important. A common cultural campaign must be carried out against anti-Semitic groups, and the fact that racism and bigotry has inflicted nothing but the most terrible suffering and disasters on mankind must be explained to everyone.